Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Michael Keegan, your host, and our guest today is Dr. Nick Nyack, Chief Procurement Officer within the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Also joining us from IBM is George Cruiser. So, Nick, I talk to many of my guests about the use of collaboration and partnerships among agencies and with the private sector to achieve mission results. How are you leveraging partnerships to improve management operations and program outcomes?
Very happy you asked that question. I'm going to give you three examples that are in play for us. The first one is the collaboration and partnership internally under the Undersecretary for Management, Undersecretary Boris. I think he's done a tremendous job in terms of horizontally bringing the chiefs together in a number of initiatives. But in my world, in acquisition in particular, it's just wonderful to have the cohesion horizontally amongst the chiefs. And he's done that in a couple of ways. One is establishing a very small office called the Office of Management Integration, led by Dr. Ken Buck. And essentially coming in, that was the Undersecretary's way of bringing us together as chiefs across the department at headquarters, as well as driving integration vertically in our business lines into the components. And we just have a fantastic team who have worked together to create things like the integrated investment lifecycle. Another sort of strategic partnership that I've mentioned several times is strategic sourcing, and that really is a partnership. So where my office ultimately gets credit for establishing the strategically sourced vehicles and we message out on all the success and the savings, it truly is all of those contracting shops, the nine contracting shops that are under my purview and within the components, as well as many wonderful program folks who work together to bring these strategic sourcing initiatives to life. They sound very simple on the surface. There is a lot of work that goes into really making them happen. So, for instance, as I mentioned before, the detection equipment. This is one where some issues have been raised in general about detection equipment, but we are about to head down a road where we're going to bring all the right folks together and we're going to see what of detection equipment we can actually strategically source. And then finally, the one partnership and collaboration area that you will hear me constantly talk about, and I will be even providing more detail in the future in various forms, is the connection with industry. If half of the discretionary budget is spent on connecting with industry and contracting with industry, that is, it's just essential that we have effective engagement. We do a number of things. Coming in the door, in terms of connecting with industry, we did a certain amount. The Office of Management and Budget put out a Mythbusters concept through the IT reform plan, and that came out with some interesting and helpful items in terms of engaging with industry, and I want to take it to the next level. So you're going to hear me speak a lot more about that partnership. And as we go through our day-to-day business, there are going to be some one-offs in terms of having maybe not as effective communication as we'd like, but I want everybody to know that this is going to be a priority. It will be institutionalized, and they can look forward to incremental progress over the years to come.
Now I want to move to my favorite part, which is really looking at the future. So I'm going to ask you to gaze into your crystal ball and tell me what you see as some of the both challenges and opportunities in the future, and how you envision changing your organization to adapt to those.
So I'm going to talk about it globally, and then I'll speak specifically within my four priorities about challenges and opportunities. Globally, acquisition and specifically procurement, government spending went from about $200 billion to $500 billion over the last decade. And I think what we can see, what we've seen here in the last fiscal year, and I think we're going to see it again in the next fiscal year, is a slight decline in the overall spending of government. Not sure how that'll come out in DHS. We're watching it very closely. But I do think it'll be a flattening or a slight decline, and that means workload, so to speak. I do think that there will be more strategic sourcing across government at the Office of Management and Budget level, as well as within departments, and that'll translate into less contracts overall. I do think, as I mentioned before, that you can look forward to an outstanding and phenomenal acquisition workforce in the next 5 to 7 years in government, across government. And then the last thing I would say is, and one thing that I want to drive in terms of the information technology age, is, and obviously there's so many things that we're driving there. There's a virtual workplace and telecommuting and But within acquisition, I'd like to see an expanded use of something I would kind of call electronic catalog. I don't think that we can continue to ask for more and more people. In fact, I'm not big on asking for more. I think we've got to find ways to be more efficient. And in my world, the use or expanded use of an electronic catalog would allow my folks to focus more on the higher dollar value, more complex acquisitions, and get the lower dollar value transactions out of their hands and in the hands of the customer, which would provide faster customer service and probably reduced cost and greater efficiency. So overall, I'll tell you, I think it's going to be for acquisition folks in the government, it's a fantastic time. There may be some things that happen to government benefits that might make it a little bit more interesting for those who are coming into government. But if you do come into government and you're excited about the challenge of public service, then I think it's going to be a phenomenal time. And then very specifically within my four priorities, under quality people, the challenge is always getting and developing quality people, retaining them, keeping them excited. And I think we are going to do a fantastic job of that in DHS. In contracting, the challenge is how do you get a good deal? And we've got a number of initiatives in place to ensure that we're going to get a good deal. In program management, it's the challenge of you don't want a program to go south. And as I mentioned, we have the integrated investment lifecycle and more real-time insight into our programs there. And the last one is effective engagement with industry, and that's continuous. So I'm very much looking forward to going out and speaking to various industry forums so that I can get a sense of how we're doing as we do more and more and more. Is it the right more and more and more? And I look forward to doing that as well. So I think overall it's going to be a fantastic time. And as we mentioned about leadership initially, it's just constantly keeping an eye on the environment and adapting to the change.
Nick, before we close today, I would like to get you to elaborate. What advice would you give to someone who's thinking about a career in public service?
Yeah, I would say, first of all, you have to have interest in public service. Secondly, and I do always mention this to folks who come into the government, financially you can be okay. It's important for folks to know. I mean, you're living life and work's a subset of life. So financially you can be okay. One of the things I do with all of our interns is I sit down and talk to them about retirement because I want them to know the big picture and that they can be okay in public service and really do well and have a very, very good life. That would be the first thing. The other thing that I always tell them is the number one attribute that I think will lead to success is they've got to be likable, and you have to treat every single person extremely well. If you do that, that'll give you the time to do the second thing that you should do, and that is put in hard work. One of the things I've noticed at DHS, which is inspiring, is the majority of the people at DHS across business lines and across the agency into the components easily work 60-plus hours at a minimum. And then all DHS employees are 24/7 on call if there's an emergency, which is very inspiring and maybe something that a lot of Americans are not exposed to. So being likable, working extremely hard, these are the things that I will tell anybody who is interested in public service.
Well, Nick, I want to thank you for your time today, but more importantly, George and I would like to thank you for your dedicated service to the country.
Thank you very much.
This has been the Business of Government Hour, featuring a conversation with Dr. Nick Nyack, Chief Procurement Officer within the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. My co-host from IBM has been George Cruiser. Be sure to join us next week for another informative, insightful, and in-depth conversation on improving government effectiveness. For the Business of Government Hour, I'm Michael Keegan, and thanks for joining us.
This has been the Business of Government Hour. Be sure to visit us on the web at businessofgovernment.org. There you can learn more about our programs and get a transcript of today's conversation. Until next week, it's businessofgovernment.org.